Blog Talk Radio.
Was the most notorious, ruthless family there ever was
And not only that, the Borgias family was the model for the Godfather movies.
Now, this is Borgias. What time frame are we talking to?
Okay, so in the year 1492, at the end of the Dark Age period, or the Byzantine Empire,
okay,
this was a Spanish pope by the name of Rodrigos Borgias.
Rodrigos, okay.
He commissioned in 1492 that two famous artists, Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci,
mm-hmm.
he commissioned them to paint his son, Caesar or Cesare Borgias, as the new image of Jesus Christ. This was in the year 1492.
I'm getting it. I hear where you're going.
Now, so you might say, well, before 1492, what was the images of Jesus Christ?
Mm-hmm.
They were dark, and that's what brings us to the book, The Russian Icons.
Okay.
In this book, The Russian Icons, which is from Russia, now, question came up.
Russians who have no reason to lie.
That's right. The author of this book is
yep.
Father Vladimir Ivanov.
Ivanov, yeah.
If you can get this book, it's a rare book. If you can get it, hold on to it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in this book, it has images. It says this is an icon of the Mother of God and the Son.
Okay.
Now, Reggae Bob, what do you see right there?
I see a dark-skinned couple. I see a lady holding the baby, and I see some curly locks. I see some dark hair.
Mm.
I see some dark skin.
Again, that's a picture of Mary and the baby child Jesus.
Ah, okay.
Now, we're going to go further. On this page here, this is the Black Madonna. This is the Mother Mary and Jesus Christ encased in gold being worshipped in Europe. Now, Brother Bob, can you explain to the people what you see?
I see a multitude of people. I mean, thousands of people looking at a wonderful picture, statuesque, of the Black Madonna. And it's just black as night. That's what we got right here. Yes, sir.
Now, Reggae Bob, I got one more for you.
Yes, sir. Oh, okay.
I got a lot more for you, but
I know that's the only thing. We only got an hour tonight, but it's been a good hour, and we got about 15 minutes left.
Yes, sir.
Of Black History KBOO style.
Now,
yeah.
Reggae Bob,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to show you this picture. You ever heard the term, a picture's worth a thousand words?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, I've
used that term.
You show me what you tell the people what you see right there on this picture, right there.
Bottom left, I see a painter, and he's painting the picture over there, and I see a man that looks kind of like me in the background, dark-skinned man with a black robe, nice beard coming out with a kind of a glowing halo around himself. That's what I see right there.
And what do you see the artist doing with the picture?
He's painting the picture, and it looks like he's doing a reincarnation of the picture, but the picture is a much lighter-skinned person.
Oh, wow.
In the picture he's painting.
Check that out. Check that out.
Very interesting.
And you're going to find out, Reggae Bob, that the picture known throughout all America as the Last Supper, that's actually the Borgias family portrait.
Oh, that family again.
That family again.
They did it again.
And
okay,
I'm gonna say this.
Got about 1 minute to go for break. Okay.
One night, I was watching the History Channel.
Okay.
It was about 3 a.m. You know, one of them nights you can't sleep.
That's when they put those shows on.
That's right.
On purpose.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it was a documentary on the Borgias family.
Okay.
And they put a picture of the family portrait up. It was the exact picture that they used for the Last Supper. Because in that picture, the Last Supper, there's three women in the picture. The mystery is, who are the three women? The three women is Caesar Borgia's mother,
okay.
The Pope's wife,
okay.
Lucrezia Borgia, his sister,
okay.
And another unnamed woman. Now, they're trying to say that that's Mary Magdalene and all. Come on, stop it, man.
Stop that.
Stop.
Hey, we're listening to Bishop and Reggae Bob here this evening. We're going to come back with one more segment. And we, as promised, Black history before slavery, American history slavery. So stuff I have not learned. We're going to learn a little bit about Hannibal and Cleopatra and something about the Oscars.
That's right.
Coming up on the last final segment here on KBOO. I'm glad you're here. I know you're glad you're here.
When I was young, I longed for love, gazing the heavens, even the stars above. Fantasy was my fancy, inspired by my dreams. They too did entrap me, captivated me, gave new life to me, always revealing what I was made of. How when I was young, I long for love. When I was young, I long for love. Who would it be? What would it consist of? Daydreaming was my thing. Within its grandeur, I found a new meaning. It helped me. Most often got the best of me. Always revealing what I was made of. How when I was young, I longed for love. When I was young, I longed for love. Revealing what my inner thoughts. Romantic soliloquies of what they taught. Reciting them over and over again. I love releasing the pale blue moon within. Always revealing what I was made of. How, when I was young, I longed for love.
Time. Poet Emmett Wheatfall, that was called When I Was Young. Okay, we've got our last segment coming up, Black History Month, KBOO style with the Bishop and Reggae Bob here, and we're going to have some information on Cleopatra and Hannibal and something about tomorrow night, the Oscars tomorrow night, the Academy Awards. What they got to do with black folk, Bishop?
Oh, man.
The history of.
Let me explain something to you. You have the Academy Awards, and there's a statue that's passed out, and is nicknamed the Oscars.
Mm-hmm. Oscar.
Now, there's a lot of rumors out there about where that nickname came from.
Okay.
There's an African American gentleman by the name of Oscar Michaud.
Okay.
Now, Oscar Michaud was the first African American producer of a full-length feature film that actually played in the theaters. He produced not only silent but also sound movies. He produced over 44 films,
what?
Independently produced. Now, this was done back in the late 1800s, early 1900s.
America? U.S.? U.S.?
Yes, U.S.
Okay.
U.S.
All right.
This is supposed to be U.S. history.
Yes.
And just in case, this brother making this up, he's even got a star on the Walk of Fame.
What? Michaud.
Oscar Michaud. Now, is it a coincidence that the statue that they give out is called an Oscar?
Hmm.
Now, back in the late 1800s,
okay,
wasn't too many people making films.
No. Mm-mm.
Maybe him and maybe a couple other people.
Mm-hmm. Few.
Hold on, I'm at the speed through this, Braggy Bob. Bear with me.
Yes, radio
bear with me.
Time, yeah.
Bear with me.
Right.
Another book for y'all.
Okay, pen, paper, ready.
And let me say this. The main book that I use, brothers and sisters, is the Holy Bible, King James 1611 Version Bible. That's the main book that I use.
Okay.
All these other books are references.
Spinoffs.
Yes, sir. This book is called From Babylon to Timbuktu by Rudolph R. Windsor.
Okay.
Rudolph R. Windsor taught at Temple University in Philadelphia, where I'm from. I attended Temple University,
nice.
And he was not there when I attended. I actually was able to have Black History classes with Dr. Molefe Asante, who's one of the premier African American teachers in the country.
Right.
So again, you know, I'm giving you facts.
Yes, sir.
So now in this book, From Babylon to Timbuktu, it's got some very interesting information on page 84.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just get through this real quick. It says, in the year 65 B.C., the Roman armies under General Pompey captured Jerusalem. In 70 A.D., General Vespasian and his son Titus put an end to Jewish state with great slaughter. During the period of the military governors of Palestine, many outrages and atrocities were committed against the residue of the people. During the period from Pompey Caesar to Julius Caesar, it has been estimated that over 1 million Jews fled into Africa.
Africa.
Now, what Jews fleeing into Africa if they don't look like Africans?
Hmm.
Now, listen to this, Reggae Bob.
Okay.
It says they were fleeing from Roman persecution and slavery. It says the slave markets were full of Black Jewish slaves. Now, Reggae Bob, I can drop the mic right there.
Yes, you could. But you know, we're on a small budget. Community radio. But, yeah, man, that's kind of something that is good to know.
Yes, sir.
Good to learn about.
Now, as far as Hannibal the Conqueror.
Okay.
Hannibal the Conqueror. This man was.
I beat my chest over here. Hannibal.
This
yeah.
man was so mighty.
Yes.
And so powerful. First of all, he was from Carthage. He's a ruler in Carthage.
Where is Carthage in the?
Carthage is in North Africa.
North Africa. Okay.
And he defeated the mighty armies of the Greeks. On the backs of elephants.
Okay. Elephants.
One of the greatest conquerors of all time. Now, show you how mighty this man was. This man was so mighty. Man was so mighty that the History Channel tried to redo his history, but casted a Caucasian person.
No, they didn't.
That's when you know you're mighty. They try to find another race to play you.
Did they do that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
USA.
Just like Michael Jackson, greatest entertainer of all time.
Mm-hmm.
They got a Caucasian person playing him.
Oh, boy.
In the biop.
Okay.
Well, we can't have none, can we?
Not even.
Cleopatra.
Yeah. Yes.
Cleopatra.
Yes.
One of the last rulers of Egypt.
I get a shiver when I hear the name.
A sister.
Yes, yes.
Married to Mark Anthony because of political reasons.
Mm. He had to have the beauty.
Right. A black queen.
He had to have it.
A black queen. No doubt.
Uh-huh.
You know, shout out to all the black queens listening.
Yeah,
and the black kings.
Amen.
But check this out.
Mm.
There was other black queens besides Cleopatra.
Okay.
You had Queen Esther.
Esther.
Queen Esther was a sister that was ruling the Persians and the Medes next to King Ahasuerus or Xerxes.
Okay.
Again, there was many powerful black women throughout the time.
Yep.
You had Susanna. You let's not forget about Jesus Christ's mother Mary. You had Mary of Bethany. Who used expensive oil to anoint Jesus Christ's feet because she knew that he had to die. See, Reggae Bob, this is the information that our people need to hear. Before we were slaves, we
yes.
was kings and queens.
Yes, yes, and the names and the history of the kings and queens.
That, right.
Because growing up, I hear that we were. But, I, you know, like I said, I'm in a different part of life now, but I'm getting into learning more who they were, the kings and queens.
Right.
Our kings and queens.
Now, Reggae Bob.
The world's kings and queens.
Reggae Bob, you might have to cut the mic off on me now because now I'm just about to run the name.
Okay.
I'm about to name some famous black people in history that you didn't know was black. Hercules was patterned after Samson. Was black.
And it is written. Sir Bishop, I'm so glad you came here today.
Listen, if Reggae Bob. Bob, hold on. Let me get some.
Tick, tick, tick. Bishop, man, this is always the hardest part of the show.
Yes, sir.
It's coming to the end. But I'm so glad you're here. On, like I said, we didn't get in touch till this PM.
That's right.
Not even the AM, the PM.
That's
right. And you're here. And if people want to learn more, I mean, we're blessed to have you. You've got so many years of learning and knowledge from well-versed places. And Portland's got a couple of places, and anybody can learn anything if they want to.
That's right.
I do believe. So if you had, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you and wanted to see your learnings and the stuff that you've learned, where would they go, Bishop?
Well, on Facebook,
okay.
You can go to Fruit Gatherers of Jesus Christ. Just do a search on Facebook, Fruit Gatherers of Jesus Christ.
Okay.
You can email us at icgjc.pdx@gmail.com.
icgjc.pdx@gmail.com. Okay.
Also, our international website for our organization is www.thecomforter.info.
Ooh.
Besides that, you can catch me out in the community. I was just at 162nd in Southeast Burnside earlier today in the community.
The new black community.
Yeah,
I don't just
teach from the mic. I go out to the people.
I know you do, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I know you do.
And I tell the young man, pull your pants up.
Yes.
Ain't nothing cute about that.
No, not for us. No
sir.
All right, members, again, thank you so much for coming in on short notice. And people learned stuff today that, ooh, wow, so there we go. And you mentioned the cut. KRS-One. I'm gonna let you introduce KRS-One as I hit the button. So tell us again what this song is about.
Yes, sir.
As we head out.
KRS-One of the Mighty Boogie Down Productions. The name of this song is called "Why Is That."
Okay, boo. I can just about visualize.